This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men aired its 262nd and final episode last night. After 12 years and 47 Emmy nominations, the show enjoyed a spectacular run. But now for the writers, camera crew, set designers, hairstylists, they're being released from the relatively cushy world of a hit show into a television production market that may be tougher than they remember. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
TV writer and producer Rob Long says there's no way to sugarcoat it. Life after a hit show is less sweet.
You get a better gift at the end of the year, better snacks, little things like that. You don't even notice them until they disappear, until suddenly you show up on a new show and all you got is some stale Doritos and maybe a can of Pringles and that's it.
Long says back in the early 2000s, people in the TV business could legitimately hope to land a hit, work 26 weeks a year, and make some serious cash. Today, with companies like Netflix and Amazon hopping in, there's actually more work to be found. The trouble, says Susan Cabral Ebert, who heads up the Makeup Artists and Hairstylists Union, is that these shows tend to live lean.
It's a constant fight. I mean, if they want 30 zombies and they only give you two makeup artists, then you're going to have to stick a bag over their head and put zombie across the front of it.
Another challenge for these veterans, Rob Long says the one resource that's never endangered is the endless supply of people moving to L.A. to work in Hollywood. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.